Welcome to Quietly Confident Introverts, the podcast that empowers introverted women leaders and entrepreneurs to overcome self-doubt and build confidence to thrive. Together, we'll explore your unique strengths, help you create a presence in the marketplace, and build profitable, impactful businesses. It's time for introverted women to rise, and it starts right here. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to Quietly Confident Introvert. I'm really so excited to be bringing you a brand new episode today. Introverts are known to shrink back and struggle with being seen, heard, and acknowledged. Let's dive into talking about courageous ways you can stand out and not shrink back. As an introvert, standing out can be very valuable for you in an extroverted world. However, you might feel so uncomfortable doing it the extroverted way. I have a couple of insights today that I know will be valuable for you. So shrinking back can start by feeling overwhelmed, getting discouraged by the amount of stimulus you need to put up with. It can be both physical as well as, like, I'm doing this podcast at the moment and I'm recording video. Some people won't. Now, that's partly because the idea that thousands of faces, millions of faces are staring at you can actually trigger that sense of overwhelm even in your brain, even though they're not physically sitting with you. It is just something that, as an introvert, I have gotten used to, knowing that if I enter a space where there's likely to be a lot of eyes on me, there's likely to be a lot of people looking and staring at me, even if they're not, the fact that there are a lot of people there can be challenging. And again, part of the reason why introverts might shrink back is they have this fear of being judged for the things that maybe they like, they want to do, and the things they want to say. So you hold your tongue and you shrink back from saying things that you want to say or giving your own opinion. And then there's the overthinking and catastrophizing about what might happen if you decide to step out. So because of that, most introverts as well shrink back. Overthinking, catastrophizing. These are some of the reasons why you'll find that introverts shrink back. And you also find that you might be struggling as an introvert with resistance when you want to take action, because your inner critic is telling you these are the challenges you're going to face. And the resistance leads you to shrink back, and it shows its way. How this shows up is you procrastinate. You avoid doing the hard things. You make excuses. You struggle with a sense of shame. Maybe you start recollecting the times that you stepped out before and the problems that you encountered. You start hiding. But guess what? Because you're hiding, even though you know you're supposed to be doing something, what happens? You have anxiety. You have stress. Some of this can also translate into ill health. It's not, overwhelm doesn't just come from doing things that are too much for you. They come from actually mediocrity. When you're doing things you don't enjoy, when you're doing things that are hard, when you're doing and constantly doing things that are not in alignment with who you are, yet you're not finding ways to find that alignment. And also lack of fulfillment. If you're in the workplace and you lack fulfillment, you have lack a sense of purpose, you find that it creates anxiety to wake up every day and go and do that thing. It creates stress. So ultimately, what does that lead to? It leads to you shrinking back. It leads to you taking the time to just hide yourself. So it's important for me today to share with you about being able to stand out. And why is that? Because we're in the month of March. We're marching on into bigger and better things. But beyond that, this month, my keyword is expansive, to be expansive. Typically, as a spiritual person, I know that you cannot be moving around aimlessly in the world. You have to have a plan. You have to have a sense of direction. And how I tend to get my direction a lot of times is by following my intuition a lot of times. They say that prayer is you talking to God, and intuition is God talking back to you. So if you're somebody like me who loves to tune into their intuition, especially because we're introverts and we're inward facing, it means that tuning into our intuition is not as difficult for us as it will be for extroverts. But of course, we need to get away from overstimulation to be able to quiet ourselves, step away from the noise and hear. So, and it also, from a spiritual standpoint, says a man plans his ways, a man or woman plans his ways, and the Lord directs their path. So it's so important that if you want to create an aligned success pathway, you have to be willing to tune into the divine, to seek guidance from a higher power to help you on your journey, especially if you want that pathway to not just be a pathway that leads to what I call generalistic wealth, but holistic wealth, where you have it all, because you can have it all. You can have it all. It is a promise, as far as I'm aware, as a person of faith. So this, for me, just to share a bit of a personal story, my intuition led me to connect with certain people last year. And I connected, and then as a result of that, I went for an event a couple of weeks ago. And during that event, they did what you call a brain recoding exercise. And I decided to take part and be fully committed with that exercise. And it was during that process that I became aware of a fear that I had never really tuned into. You know, we have limiting beliefs. We have deep-rooted fears that we have not yet analyzed. Fears that might have come from our past. Fears that might have come from, you know, inheriting beliefs from other people. Or just fears we have developed as a result of maybe things happening over and over and over in our lives. So this fear that I noticed came up. And I call it the fear of being that person. So as I explored this fear, one of the ways that I then came up with a solution was this word expansive, the word expansive. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about what expansive is. But basically, that word expansive counters the fear of being that person. So who is that person really? I also needed to explore that. So as I explored that as well, as it turns out, I secretly held, I mean, still hold and work hard, I'm working hard to uncover it, a limiting belief that rich and successful people are pompous, stuck up, and have a superiority complex. And I'm not poor by any means, I have to tell you. Even when I was growing up, I wasn't poor. My parents were what you call civil servants. My mom worked in an oil company. So we had a fairly decent life. And we would what you call the working class family, where we had a lot of access to various things. So my parents worked hard to give us that. They worked hard to give us a good education. But I guess there were people in our circle who were also much wealthier than my parents were. And in a sense, my parents did look up to them and treat them as probably superior to themselves. And I began to see, like, it wasn't them, but it was just, it felt like, oh, they're more important than me because they have more wealth and they have more resources. And it's kind of like you dim your light around those people. So I think subconsciously, I must have grown up with that thing that I don't want people to dim their light around me. I am a supportive person. I want people to shine around me. I want people to be elevated. I am what you call in the disc sense, a high I and a high S. My S tempers my I, because my I is similar to somebody who likes to be bright, who likes to get out there. It's probably that extroverted bit. But then the introverted bit is the S, where I care about people. And I want people to be included. I want people's voices to be heard around me. So I've had that fear of being that person, that pompous person that quiets people, that really puts people down and all sorts of things. And I guess, on the other hand, as a high I love to be liked by people. So being liked by people means that I probably, in my earlier years, used to be a people pleaser. If you said jump, I'll say how high, you know. And last week, obviously, I've talked about boundaries. If you want to maintain that delicate dreams that you have to maintain your boundaries. So basically, boundaries also means that you turn from a people pleaser to just choosing the kind of quality of people around you and choosing the kind of demands you want to adhere to in your life. So basically, because of this fear, which I didn't tune into before, I tend to curtail myself when it comes to pushing myself further for bigger and better things. I didn't know that. I'm naturally driven. I'm highly driven. I've achieved a lot. But then this fear came up, which is useful. But then that word expansive also came up. So what's the word expansive? As I began to explore it, it means magnificence, having the capacity to expand, extensive, abundance. And again, it means extroverted. I guess when you get the word that you want to be a word for the month and you're an introvert and one of the meanings is extroverted, you think, oh, for goodness sake, I really don't want to be extroverted. But we will explore that as we go along. So in this month of March, one of the things I want to do as well is to invite you, if you're a woman, you live in Kent or you live in London, which is close enough to get to Tunbridge Wells, where I'm running my event. It's going to be called Unleash Your Inner Drive. I'm currently doing an early bird price that allows you to come along for £30 less than the ticket price. Isn't that a great thing? But within a full day, we'll have lunch, we'll brainstorm, we'll get some quick fire laser focused coaching sessions to help you uncover and unravel those things that are holding you back from being your fabulous self, because that is what it takes to shine. So look through the comments and the notes for this podcast to find the link and come join us. Hopefully, I'll bring it online before the end of the year as well for those who cannot attend. But for now, I want to feel the energy of the people in the room, and I guess partly because I am expansive. So what are some of the things that you can do to really start standing out deliberately, intentionally, courageously, rather than shrinking back? So I want to share some of that with you, some of the insights as I explore this word for the month. And I want you to be able to join me on this journey of expansion. If you don't have your own keyword, borrow mine. It's just like I tell my clients, you paid me so that you've bought a friend. You bought a friend for life, but you've also bought a cheerleader by paying me for my services. The other thing is, I believe in you. And if at any time you need a top-up of belief, borrow my belief in you. So if you are looking for a keyword this month that relates to where you want to go and how you want to see yourself, why not borrow mine? I am expansive, so are you. So let's talk about what are some of the key things that you need to stop doing so that you can start standing out, stop shrinking back. So the first one is quit holding on tightly. Release and let go. Rip the band-aid off and make quick decisions. I know it's uncomfortable, isn't it? Well, you've got to tell yourself, it's going to hurt. My heart would beat faster. I might make mistakes. And I feel ashamed even. But, you know, you can even tell yourself, I might die. Well, at that point, you need to think about it very carefully if you say I might die. But for most things that you need courage to step out, you are not going to die. Yes, you might get so ashamed that you feel like you want to crawl under a rock and disappear, but you're not going to die if you make mistakes. So that is why you need to step out. One of the things I notice is that when I'm exploring and doing something new and traveling somewhere new, when I start driving my car, I'll be holding tightly to my steering wheel so tightly because I don't know the next corner. And even though I'm using the sat nav, I don't always trust it to take me. We all know that sat navs can get it wrong, don't we? So I would hold on tightly. Then something in my mind will click and go, patience, you're holding this steering wheel very tightly. And then I start to talk to myself. I go, you've driven to places you don't know before. What's the worst that could happen? You get lost and then you reset the sat nav and find your way. Now you're an adventurer. You love going on journeys. If you're holding tightly and you're full of anxiety because you don't know where you're going, how are you going to enjoy this journey? How is it going to be an adventure for you? And as I start talking to myself like that, yes, I don't know the way. Yes, I might get lost. I begin to reduce the fear and begin to increase the excitement for what I'm doing. And I quit holding tightly onto the steering wheel. And before you know it, I'm actually listening to the music. I'm singing along. And I've just said, so be it. If I get there later than normal because I missed the turning, so be it. This used to be very big things in my life. In fact, I am actually surprised that I got to drive, because my dad did try to teach me to drive when we were younger. And he said, oh, put your legs on the brakes. Because I was so scared, I actually crossed my legs to put them on the brakes. Now, I'm not proud of that. Nobody should do that. My dad thought, this is weird. You're going to kill us, because who crosses their legs to try to get to the brakes? And so he just thought, I'm done. I don't think. And obviously, we came back home and my mom laughed her head off, because my dad did try to teach her to drive and it was a nightmare. So all I'm saying is, me learning to drive was a big thing. But guess what? One of my first clients, I helped her to overcome the fear of going out there by herself, going on journeys. That's another thing that I had a fear of. So maybe my holding onto the steering has an element of, you know, that trying to control circumstances because I'm always afraid to take that step into the unknown. But I will tell you that it's reduced, because as somebody whose top three goals or top three values in life, one of them is freedom. How was I going to be free to live an adventurous life, to really feel expansive, as we're saying, if I kept holding tightly onto things, if I didn't just rip the band-aid off and just go with the flow? Yeah, so that's so important. And I want to say this to a woman who is listening today, who perhaps has never learned to drive. You're in your 40s, you're in your 50s. You've never taken the chance because you're afraid. That can limit your ability to be more expansive. That can limit your ability for adventure, for freedom. You can't just jump in the car, let the wind go through the windows and just go anywhere you like, because you are controlled by the different, and you have the capability, the resources to be able to get a car. I want to encourage you to do so. And if you've never jumped on a plane and gone anywhere on your own, I want to encourage you that these are the ways that you are shrinking back in life. I want to encourage you to take those steps and be more expansive and explore more and go out there. The truth is, as human beings, we're actually hardwired to take risks and get out there and find answers and solutions to various things in life. Think about it. If we had not taken risk during the time of COVID to develop the vaccines that were needed, now we had to do it quicker than we've ever done it. We had to do it because the disease was, you know, the virus was actually dropping people quicker than we were comfortable taking risks to do things. So it wasn't an option. We had to take risks. We had to get out there and create something. And somehow our world is better for it. If you think about all the things that have had to come into place, nobody was assured about them, but they took those risks. So I'm spending time on this because I know we have to quit trying to overprotect and get out there. And there is no other way. The world is not suddenly going to get more introverted. So you have to develop the courage to quit shrinking back. Quit holding on tightly. You know, think about me and my steering wheel and tell yourself, I need to quit holding tightly. I want to let go and let God, as sometimes they say. The second point I want to make is, yes, you're letting go. Yes, you're taking risk. But very rarely do most of us do it without getting the right support and do it properly. So if you want to do taking risks properly, if you want to step out properly, and you are really struggling with a debilitating fear that is causing you to shrink back, why not get help? Get support. Yeah. So the next point is get support. Why? Because stabilizers are there for a reason. Walkers are there for a reason to help children to walk. And their parents stretch out their hands in front of them. The children see those hands and they go, yes, I'm heading towards safety because dad and mom are safety. And if they're putting their hands out to me, that's my safe place. So what's your safe place? Who is holding your hand? For me, I believe that I create a safe space for my clients where they can come in, be themselves, and let go, and really not feel any sense that I would judge them. So, and that then allows them, in my view, to be expansive because they go out there and they're able to release the light that they've been bottling up and shine. And so I class myself as somebody who does handholding. I don't care what level you've got to. Many of us get to a point of vulnerability when it's time to get to that next level and we need support. And so the other thing that's valuable is to have a community of like-minded people, like-driven people, and probably even like scary people who, when you see them stepping out, you also want to step out, especially an expansive community. I've been quietly working behind the scenes to relaunch my community, which I call Women's Vibe. And Vibe stands for Visionary Introverted Business Empowerment. I want it to be an aligned community that actually caters for the needs of introverts the way I see the needs that need to be met. And look out for details from April onwards where you can join and you can leave as you please. So if you're a woman looking for a community where introverts are really asked to elevate themselves, elevate each other, and you want to bond with similar-minded people, you want to build your business from an aligned point of view, and you want to brainstorm for new ideas to allow you to be more expansive, then by all means, check out the links, and the waiting list link will be there for you to join. So a couple of links coming from this episode today. So get help, really. Don't allow your ego to talk you out of getting help. Your inner critic, well, if you get help, you're exposing yourself. More recently, I've been wanting to grow and knowing that the next level of growth that I seek, I have understood my gaps. And it's probably part of why I got the word expansive, because I went to seek help. But even in that space, I found out that I am not as weak as I think. That doesn't mean that I don't need people. I need people around me who have been where I'm going and need their support. So in the same vein, if you need somebody, get help, get the help that you need so that you can stop shrinking back and you can start standing out and start shining your light. Remember this quote that says, every expert was once an amateur. So the final point I want to make with regards to courageously standing out, stepping out instead of shrinking back, is to find aligned ways to be expansive or to expand. Because not every way that you try to go to expand will work for you as an introvert. For me, I'm a social introvert, yeah? So, and I'm also what you might regard as an ambivert. I sit in that nice, fine space of introversion, extroversion. I wasn't always like that. I've gone through in my life, as far as I'm concerned, the four different types of introverts, which is the shy, the overthinking, the withdrawn, as well as the anxious. I've been through all of them. But I think as I've grown older, as I've expanded my comfort zone, I have gotten to that space where I'm more ambivert, which means I sit in the middle. Maya Briggs would say I'm a 60% introvert and 40% extroversion, which for most of us, that's the case. So explore what yours is. But the point there is extroversion is something that introverts would be like, no, I really don't want to be like the extroverts and the noise and the too many friends. And if you see a lot of memes on social media, you will think, oh yeah, the introverts don't really like extroverts. But it's not, that's not true. And the next topic I'll be talking about would focus on that, would really focus on talking about introversion versus extroversion. So look out for it in the next episode of the podcast. However, you know, let's explore what it means to, because since being expansive also means being, you know, leaning most towards the dark side for some introverts, which is being extroverted. Let's look at what that extroversion means. Extroversion, according to National Health Institute, describes active people who are sociable, talkative, and assertive. But also, some of the attributes that you give to extroverts is warmth and excitement. And so if you want to find aligned ways of, you know, expressing and being more expansive, being more, in quotes, extroverted, or having to be warm, to be excited in an aligned, introvert-aligned way, how do you do that? Yeah, well, the key lies in energy, generating energy. Sometimes I find as an introvert, it's kind of like I'll be getting on with it and then my brain will just go, I've had enough. Poop, I've had enough. And I'll be thinking, oh, the batteries have run out. Ooh, I can't take anymore. And, you know, the light begins to dim and I can't wait to get out of there. When I was younger, it's migraines. That doesn't happen anymore, obviously, because I've worked on that adaptability, yeah? So energy is the key to being more expansive. And so you want to be able to tailor your needs to your energy levels, but also how do you expand on your energy so that you can handle more capacity of stimulus to be able to stand out and do what you have to do? Remember that you have to understand what is your why for wanting to do these things. That's the key. It's not just doing it for doing sake or becoming a celebrity or an influencer, but leaders, my dear, because this podcast is about whether you are in the corporate space or you're a woman in business, you are all working towards leadership. Everybody needs leadership because leadership is influence, elevated thinking, and service excellence. So if you want to see yourself as a leader and develop your leadership capacity, you have to be expansive. Now, to be expansive requires, like I said, finding the energy and building your energy stores. What are the ways that you can increase your capability? You know, we are all different. Just because we're introverts together doesn't mean we all have the same ways that we expand our energy, increase our energy. Of course, when you rest more, you feel more alert. You know, when you sleep more, you feel more alert. Introvert or extrovert, we all wind down so that we can generate energy for our bodies. So I found that out from a health perspective, and I've been working on that. But there are other ways. Is it exercise? Is it something that raises your heart rate? So raises your energy, sends blood to the brain so that when you turn up, your light comes on. And you can do that at critical moments where you need to shine, because we all have light in us. And the point of light is to shine, right? So that's it. If I want to recount for you, the first one is to quit holding on tightly. Let go. Let go and give yourself permission, basically, to work at standing out. The second one is get support. No man is an island. Every expert today was once an amateur who got the help they needed, whether from teachers or whoever, to become who they are today. And the third is to find aligned ways of expanding your comfort zone, being more expansive. So that's it. I hope that you found this episode valuable. And just to leave you with a message, as usual, with a quote. And this quote says, "Your soul is infinitely creative. It is alive and expansive in nature. It is curious and playful, changing with the tides of time." And that's by Debbie Ford. So I'll say that again. Your soul is infinitely creative. It is alive and expansive in nature. It is curious and playful, changing with the tides of time. So here is a question for you that I want you to ponder on as you've listened to this episode. Is it time to stop shrinking back and start expanding and standing out? As L'Oreal would say, You are worth it. So don't let yourself shrink back. Until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Quietly Confident Introverts. If you found today's discussion valuable, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast with others. You can also connect with me, Patience Ogunbono, at The Visionary Introverted Woman. Until next time, stay confidently introverted.